Oakland not only has a problem with the offensive line and protection schemes there, but also with two not particularly happy wide receivers, and they're bringing in a guy named Jeff George who hasn't been in the game in 5 years. Do you think there's any chance Oakland can turn it around?
None at all. You know, I think I made this same comment the last time I was on your show, Nick. I feel for Art Shell because it seems like as great a coach as he has the potential to be, the only place that he'll ever get an opportunity to exhibit that, you know, is in Oakland. And everybody knows that Al Davis is in control of everything there. I mean, some of the moves that are made, some of the personalities that they have on that football team, and they just don't mesh, you know. And it puts me in a place where I wonder what has happened to the commitment to excellence in Oakland. Because that was the mantra for this football team for such a long time, and they've been so awful for so long. They've been through so many coaches and so many different headaches. And I think sometimes, you know, you can't look at the coaches. You know, you can't look at the players. You know, sometimes you got to look at the people who are in charge, because in my mind, it always starts at the bottom and it works its way down. So if you're not getting it done, if things aren't right as far as management is concerned, then that filters right down, you know, to lower management. That filters right down to the head coach, the coaching staff, the players, you know, and it's very indicative of the type of product that you have on the field out there in Oakland.